From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new Cuban-U.S. committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties. Speaking at a joint news conference in Havana, Kerry said the path toward fully normal relations will depend on lifting the trade embargo with Cuba that the United States imposed more than 50 years ago.
The reestablishment of diplomatic relations and the reopening of our embassies are critical steps in the long process of fully normalizing our bilateral relations.
A Cuban-American human rights advocate based in Washington said the U.S. move to normalize relations with Cuba might be a setback for Cuban dissidents. Some U.S. lawmakers and prominent politicians have also questioned the Obama administration's decision to move forward with engagement in the wake of human rights concerns. Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece, after the Greek parliament approved the package earlier Friday. Eurogroup chairman Jeroen Dijsselbloem said that there were differences among foreign ministers of the Eurozone, but they managed to solve the last issues.
Of course, we welcome the agreement that was reached between the institutions and Greece on the policy conditionality. It is, to our mind, in line with the key objectives set by the Euro summit on the 12th of July.
Greece needs the money from international creditors to pay $3.5 billion to the European Central Bank. The Eurozone decision also saved Greece from default on its debts and helped avoid its exit from the single currency zone. This is VOA News.